So, how are we going to start this episode?
Matai, now you're talking, bro. This is my thing. But shouldn't it be my episode? Because you know me, I'm the sweet tooth guy, man.
Well, if you want to take the lead, go ahead, as that's what you always do anyway, man.
Bro, why do you always want to start a riff with me? You know, without me, no such nonsense can't even exist. Lol.
Not just you, but me and Niz are part of the team as well.
Well, Niz can't really rely on him because half the time he's in outer space, flying around in his unidentified flying object. Lol.
Well, talking about a UFO, here, catch.
Whoa, what was that?
It's Gulab Jamun. Well, it was.
Bro, what a waste of a tie. I think you need to clean that up now, Saul.
Nah, that's your job, bro.
Okay, let's both of us clean up your mess then.
Okay, I agree. Let's do this. We'll see you peeps in a sec. That was some hard work, bro.
Yeah, you're lucky I helped you out. Otherwise, you would have been here all day.
Anyway, let's talk about today's topic, which is Mitai. Dims, I'm assuming you know what it is. If so, why not give our listeners some info on the matter?
Again, I'm doing your work for you. Well, it's a South Indian Asian sweet that comes in a large variety of shapes, colours, textures, and sizes. Oh, and different taste varieties too.
All right, it's my topic. But that's correct. Mithai is a sweet confectionery. It's a specific sweet confectionery in the Indian region. The main reason why it's popular in that area is that sugarcane has been growing in that subcontinent for many years. Some sources state that the art of refining sugar was invented in that area over 8,000 years ago. Some sources even state that the origin of sweets in the Indian subcontinent has been traced to at least 500 BCE. When records suggest that both raw sugar, that's jaggery, and refined sugar, that's sarkara, were being produced in the official documents around 300 BCE. In India, it was noted that there were at least five kinds of sugar.
Wow, I'm surprised it's that old. And I'm surprised that you kept the history lesson so short. Niz would be disgusted. Lol.
Well, I didn't want to bore everyone with the history lesson. As you did mention, people have attention span of a goldfish.
Bro, I said that in confidence. Why are you blabbing it out on air?
Sorry, bro. I thought you were joking. I didn't take it seriously.
I got you, bro. Ha ha.
Bro, grow up. Anyway, back to the topic in hand. How many Mitais can you name?
Trying to get me to do your homework again. Like I said at the beginning, I should have done this episode.
Well, you can if you want.
Nah, I'll leave it to you for once.
All talk and no action. Anyway, here are a few. First one on the list is Barfi. Barfi is made of milk solid or out of condensed milk, garam flour, butter, and sugar. Other ingredients are added, such as almond, cashews, or pistachios, and other nuts can be added too. You can get a fruit variant one as well, such as banana, berries, mango, just to name a few. You can also get them with a thin, edible, metallic sheet added on top, which is called bark. The shape of a burfi is usually cut in diamonds, squares, or in a circular shape. The word burfi comes from the Persian word baraf, which means snow in English.
Cool. Burfi is one of my favourite mitais. I can eat it all day long. But my least favourite would be Gajar Halwa. That I can only eat warmed up with a dollop of vanilla ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
Taking over the episode again, I see. Anyway, talking about Gajar Halwa, this is like a sweet pudding made of carrots. It contains the following: caramelized milk or mawa, sugar or ghee, nuts such as almond, cashew or pistachios, garnished with spice such as cinnamon. And finally, the obvious ingredients is carrots. It is best served with a few scoops of cold ice cream whilst Gajar Halwa is piping hot. In South Asia, in the winter, it's usually eaten warm. This dessert is eaten during celebrations such as weddings, Eid, or other holidays you can think of.
Like I said, I can only have it warm, accompanied by a dollop of vanilla ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
Stop daydreaming about vanilla ice cream. We're talking about mitai. Anyway, the next on the list is gulab jamun.
Gulab jamun.
This sweet confectionery is mainly made with milk solid. The traditional version uses khoya, but the modern version just uses dried or powdered milk instead. Other ingredients are all-purpose flour. Wheat flour is optional, baking powder, butter or ghee, sugar syrup, or sweet rose water syrup. The milk is required to knead the dough to mold it into balls. Once done, you can then soak it into the syrup, finally to garnish it with nuts such as almonds or cashews. Again, this is best served warmed with ice cream such as kulfi. I'll talk about kulfi in a few ticks. This is another dessert that is eaten during special occasions.
Even though I got a sweet tooth, not a big fan of gulab jamun, to be honest.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Next we have is jalebi.
I just wanna eat it.
This confectionery has the following ingredients: corn flour, hung curd, baking soda, ghee, sunflower oil, sugar, water, saffron, cardamom, rose water, and food coloring. Jalebi is made by deep frying the butter in a circular shape, specifically in coil-like shape. The color of jalebi are like orange stroke yellow. Another alternative one is called Imarati. Imarati are reddish in color and have a different flour mixture and have a smaller coil shape. This confectionery can be eaten on its own, but can be enjoyed with milk, tea, and yogurt, such as lassi. Dims, do you have any fond memories of this sweet product?
Jalebi is another one that I'm not a big fan of. It's too sticky icky.
Sticky icky icky icky. Away.
On to the next. And this time we have is kheer. Kheer is a pudding. It's usually made from milk, sugar, or jaggery, rice, vermicelli, bulgur wheat, semolina, tapioca, dried dates, topped with some chopped nuts such as cashews and almonds. Best way I can describe this is, you know those rice puddings you get on the shelves?
Yes, I do.
Similar to them, but much sweeter and tastes better, as you can eat this cold and warm. Not had this for a while though, plus I'm sure you get this on Eid too.
Finally, a sweet dish that I like. Yes, kheer is one of my favourite desserts. And yeah, we have it pretty much on every Eid.
By the way, I forgot to mention kheer is a very popular pudding in the Indian subcontinent. Next is kulfi. Kulfi is like a traditional South Asian ice cream. Kulfi is typically made of condensed milk, and the other ingredients include saffron, cardamom, rose water, mango, and pistachio. The reason being is that these ingredients are quite common in the Indian subcontinent. You have vendors in stalls selling them on the street in India. But I have noticed them here too, especially on the curry mile. I personally find these very sweet, and it's the aftertaste that puts me off. But if someone gives this to me for free, I ain't going to say no. Your experience on this, Dims? What do you say?
Yes, I've had it abroad, and it tastes yum.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, the yummy, yum, the yummy, yummy.
And I think they make it with some next level milk. It's proper thick and creamy, but I've not had it in ages. Yes, and I agree with you. The ones you get from the shops are not as great, or even as sweet.
You know what is also sweet? Rasmalai!
Rasmalai
consists of flattering balls of chenna, which are like cheese curd, and then you soak them in malai, which is clotted cream. It is then flavoured in cardamom. Well, that's the simplest terms in what it contains. Dims, did you know what it's called in English?
No, what?
Ras means juice and malai means cream. Well, that's in Urdu.
What the heck? I'm just going to call it Ras Malai.
Yep, same here. By the way, I used to love this the most from all the confectionery on the list. I used to eat this a lot. What about you, Dims?
Well, can't get enough of that Ras Malai. I love it so much, I'm going to marry it and divorce it. Lol.
Totally attractive to the Ras Malai.
So, when you marry it, I'll bring some laddus then. Well, talking about laddus, laddus are made of flour, grains, pulses, semolina, fruit or dry fruit, and sugar. They are round and small. Think of them like small, bite-sized snacks. It is very popular all over the South Asian region, especially in India. It is easy to prepare and is often served during the festival and religious ceremonies.
Again, not a fan of laddus. Don't know why they give them out at almost every wedding and every time someone has a baby.
I'm sure there are plenty that we haven't covered.
Yeah, like chenna murki, made from chenna milk and sugar, or chum chum, which is a favourite amongst the Bengali community.
Yes. I am community leader.
Also, you forgot to mention rasgullas, which are colourful little balls drenched in sugary syrup.
Ease up, bro. This is a family show.
Is that how your mind works? Grow up, Sol. Also, you forgot to mention Shrikhand, which is a traditional Gujarati and Marathi dessert made from strained yogurt, sugar, saffron and cardamom. It has a smooth, creamy texture and is best served chilled.
Thanks, Dims, for the extra bit of information, but we need to carry on to the next topic in hand.
Well, there he is, and his famous quote again.
LOL. Anyway, did you know there are some benefits of eating Mithai?
No, I didn't. I thought they were all negative.
Well, there is some truth in that too, but here are some positive for eating Mithai. First one is, it enhances mood immediately. It activates one's dopamine hormones and it makes a person happier. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. But just like everything, if having too much, it will become bad. So if that is the case, then a person should stop eating Mithai. Like myself, I rarely eat Mithai due to having diabetes. Obviously, special occasions though. Can't say no.
Sounds similar to the addicted to tea episode with the dopamine spikes, etc.
The second on the list is that Mithai has natural sweetness and nutrition. The antioxidants included in these sweets would help improve the cognitive ability of a person.
Wow, Mithai has antioxidants. I didn't know that. Any other facts?
Another positive aspect of intaking Mithai is if a person was ill and had lost their appetite, the Mithai would help the person rejuvenate some energy. Think of it like glucose.
Glucozade, the refreshing glucose drink.
Yeah, I figured that would be the case.
Now, this was the best information I found, and that is, sweets or Mithai gives protection against strokes. According to a study of neurology, people aged between 45 to 78 years of age, when they consume a little bit of sweets or Mithai, it reduces the risk of almost 17% chances of brain stroke.
Whoa. Now that was an interesting fact right there.
And finally, having Mithai helps give you a balanced diet, as Mithai has milk, fruits and nuts.
You're making me nuts, Sol.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Just like everything else, it is only good in moderation.
Shall we go and grab some Mithai then?
Why not? As we have come to the end of the episode, hope you found it informative. I just like the song playing in the background. You will always be my Mithai.
Hurry up, bro. Time to get that barfi and maybe even some rasmalai.
Rasmalai!
Hope to see you next time at the table. Bye for now.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.